Hello, this is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce. And for all things Chamber, you can simply go to DurangoBusiness.org and check out everything we have coming up. I'm joined today with Hal Dowdy. Let me see if I can get that tongue-tied there.
You've known me long enough, you got to be able to say it right.
I don't know where that one came from, but Fire Chief, Durango Fire Rescue.
Yep.
And first off, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. I really appreciate the opportunity to get to talk with you.
Well, I'm just going to throw it out, the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Apparently, you guys are purchasing a building, 9R, and I think for myself, just speaking as Jack Llewellyn, this is not endorsed by the Chamber of Commerce, seeing it on the front page of the paper, I went, whoa, how'd that happen? So let's just dive in. I'm going to just kind of throw you a softball question. Give me the who, what, when, where, why in the background, because there's a lot I know that goes on behind the scenes and two sides, so to speak, to every story. So with that, give me an update.
Yeah. So I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this. And we've been wanting to tell our story to the public for a long time. So this is a great shot for us. We actually currently serve the downtown area with our station at River City Hall, which everybody calls it the old fire station. And the reality of it is that we were placed there when the fire department was still a department of the city in 1983 as a temporary location. And it wasn't built then to be a fire station. It was an old electrical warehouse at the time.
Okay.
So it was found as an opportunity, and they put the fire department in there. And we've been there in that temporary location for the 38 years since.
Temporary, yeah. Yeah. It's about the year I came to Durango to go to college.
Yeah. And so there's a ton of problems with that. You know, in general, we've got a really diverse workforce now, which is different than what was the case 30 or 40 years ago.
Sure.
And we don't have the ability to make that facility into an appropriate place to serve from. So we've been looking for quite some time. In fact, very extensively. I've been the fire chief now for a little over 5 years. And since then, that was one of the first marching orders I got from my board, was find a new location for the downtown fire station.
I'm going to interrupt because when you just say that, I'm thinking you're kind of landlocked.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll get into the details, but go ahead.
Yeah. We're kind of stuck there right now. We've got some really strict requirements about where we have to be, right? Between the insurance services organization that evaluates our locations and our ability to serve the community, we've got to be in a certain area. And 1,900 times a year, we get called to serve in downtown Durango. And so there's a really finite area from which we need to be in. It really, if you picture that area between the river and 3rd Avenue,
right,
and between college and out to 14th, that's the area that we have to be in. And the reason for that is that from a medical perspective, when somebody stops breathing, we've got to be there 4 to 8 minutes is all you've got before their brain starts to die.
Yeah.
And so we've got to be there to take life-saving action in that time. And we can't do it from outside that core. I've had a lot of folks say, well, geez, why don't you go where land's less expensive or where there's open space?
Well, before we went on air, I said, what about Santa Rita Park? And it's probably outside of that response time.
Yep. It takes us too long to get back to the downtown core. Mm-hmm. And it's too close to our station that's in Bodo Park. So there's not good efficiency if we have that.
Okay.
Yep.
So the 9R school building, went on the market, so to speak. Talk about, kind of how, I'm sure, you've done your due diligence. I think you mentioned how many properties had you looked at?
Yeah, I was originally telling people 19 because that was what was on the list.
Wow.
But we went back and mapped them. It's really more like 27 is what we think that we've looked at, evaluating for if that's a property that's large enough, that's in the right area, that might be for sale, that we could buy two properties and combine them together to have enough space. We really need, because of the size of our trucks and the ability to move them around, the smallest spot that we could be on is really an acre and a half.
Okay.
And much more efficiently, if we could find 2 or 2.5 acres, that's really the size. The River City Hall lot is actually 4.5 acres.
Okay.
So it's very big.
And that one, to bulldoze it, start over, doesn't work? Is that city property or something?
So the city owns that property. And I want to make it really clear, because I keep hearing from the city council that they're getting asked question after question about, geez, why don't you just let the fire guys stay there? And I think that we as the fire department and the city council agree that because of how the layout of that site, mm-hmm. and with the river there, the bike trail there, the talk of a connection with the 12th Street bicycle underpass thing there, it really, there truly is a higher and better use that's planned by the city for that property. And if the fire department moves out and the city workers move out that are in that, then it could become a taxed entity. So mm-hmm. it would produce sales tax and property tax, and it would be great for the community. And so we agree. If they said to us, look, we're not going to support anything but you guys being at the River City Hall site, we would certainly find a way to make that work.
Right.
There's traffic issues, difficulties. That's a really tough spot where Camino has that turn.
Right.
And we've got the CDOT put in the lighting system for the pedestrian
crosswalk,
traffic.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a tough place for us to get onto Camino anyway. And so we heavily considered what it might look like to purchase that from the city, tear down the building and rebuild on that site. But at the end of the day, there's a higher and better purpose for that site.
Sure.
And the city owns it, and they have the right to do with it as they see fit, which we really strongly agree with.
And so going back to the 9R, I mean, that building came up for sale. Did your analysis. You looked at things, obviously, you know, due diligence and running numbers, I would assume, looking architecturally, all of that. It started aligning to say, you know, this might not be a bad idea to look at this and put in a bid. Is that a safe statement?
Yeah. We had actually looked at the property before, knowing that the school district's eventual plan was to move out, but not having any idea about time frame.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting site. The presence of the historic building, I'm really excited about. I think, you know, in my mind's eye, from the time I was a little kid, I think about the fire department as a place that should be the cornerstone of the community,
yeah.
a place that the community should feel comfortable coming to. You know,
mm-hmm.
I was raised in a small town with a little volunteer fire department. That's what the fire department was there.
Yeah.
People came there for weddings, and they came there for bingo night, and they did all kinds of stuff
sure.
there. Now, I'm not saying that Durango Fire is going to get in the bingo business, but what I am saying is that I'd love to see our location become a community gathering place.
Cornerstone,
place where,
yeah.
People feel comfortable. And so we looked at that. We learned that it was available. We talked about the opportunities there. And because we're a tax-funded entity, the rules for us are different than they are. If you're a business owner and you're going to make a real estate deal, you can do things differently than we can utilizing taxpayer money. So we worked pretty closely with John Wells,
mm-hmm.
who was the realtor for the school district. And I asked John as a personal favor, I said, because we're making a bid, but that bid is utilizing taxpayer money, I'd appreciate it if we could keep our involvement in this confidential until the time when a selection is made.
Yeah.
And then if it makes sense, you know, if we're the ones that are selected, then we'll make this public and start talking about this. And I guess in retrospect, I didn't understand the turmoil that would cause, because having a quote unquote secret bidder in the process, that caused some confusion, which I'm sorry for, but it was a necessary evil.
All right, I'm going to say something though, but you guys have tried to buy other properties or work with other properties, and every time public perception becomes outspoken, which then leads to it shutting down. And at some point, I'm sure you're going, okay, we need to, and it was a bidding process. You may not have even gotten the bid or been accepted. So to me, it's also kind of like, you know, we got to keep it quiet because, and I'm going to always say change. Denial, resistance, exploration, commitment. So right now, people are denying that that's a great place for the fire station. Yeah. You know, well, all of a sudden, if you have a heart attack and you're two doors down, it may be a good place to have the fire station.
Yeah, yeah. So. And I get it. I mean, I understand that there's people that have real concerns about this.
Sure.
You know, there's concerns about the biggest one that we hear all the time is, what about the siren? You know, you're moving into an area that's really close to Third Avenue.
Residential, yeah.
Yep. And we've got some great answers for that. As it relates to the sirens, almost every one of the stations that we have is in a populated area.
Right.
We build fire stations where the people need us. So, and so we're very used to dealing with that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't turn on the sirens automatically when we leave the fire station.
No.
We only use the sirens when we encounter traffic and
right.
we have to alert people to our presence and ask for the right of way. And so one of the things that I say to people all the time when they ask about that is that our current Station 3 location is right next to the Lumion Apartments, which is some of those are assisted living facilities and protected rent properties. So there's a lot of elderly residents there and things. And we're great neighbors with them.
Yeah.
I don't think that we disturb them at all. And I feel like we've got a really good opportunity to be able to partner with the community and to prove to them that we can be great neighbors.
Well, and I just, while you're speaking about that, Chief, I'm also thinking of where the police station's located. And if you were to put that police station where it is now, people are like, well, they're going to leave with lights and siren flashing, you know, and then going to the, you know, an accident or whatever, you know, with responding with you guys. And you don't hear outspokenness about that.
Yeah,
so.
And it's an interesting premise. You know, I got the opportunity to speak with some of the folks that are on the board of the Boulevard Neighborhood Association,
mm-hmm.
as an example.
Yeah.
They were gracious enough to invite me in to speak about this. They've obviously
You're invited to the inner circle.
Yeah, yeah. And that was one of the things that they pointed out to me is how strongly related their mission is to protecting the residential and historic nature of Third Avenue, but that Second Avenue is really slated and designed for industrial, governmental, church facilities, things like that. And so fire department fits with police department, with county building, with courthouse, with all those things that we're seeing that are on that Second Avenue corridor.
You know, speaking of the police station, is there other entities that you would like to see working or moving into your building? Is that even on the topic of discussion?
Geez, Jack, that's a great idea.
I'm sure you haven't thought of it. Yeah, right. Whatever, Chief.
Yeah, in my crazy vision as the fire chief at Durango Fire Rescue, I would love if we can get to the point where we own this building and we have the opportunity to do with it, you know, what we want to do, which is truly just to make a great operation to be able to serve the community. I have this vision that we have enough room there to be able to potentially invite in other emergency service agencies, you know, and truly be an emergency service center. And so everybody says, oh, well, what might that look like? I would certainly, if the police department were inclined and the city were inclined to partner with us, I would love to have the police department co-located there with us.
Sure.
I think we've got the opportunity with the space that we've got there to potentially build an overflow or an alternate location for some dispatch consoles, which is something that we're supposed to have in our community that we don't currently have.
Some backup,
I think that we've talked, I've worked extensively with the city council and the county commission on what it looks like to streamline the process for building permits. And in my mind's eye, I think we have the opportunity potentially to do something along the lines of having office space and, mm-hmm. and service days where a developer, a homeowner that has to get city approval and county approval and mm-hmm. fire department approval for a plan could come to one location and we could have city concept. And county and fire there to help them through that yeah. development process.
Let me ask you, if someone wants information, we're about out of time here in this segment, but if someone wants information, is there somewhere people can go to get that?
Yeah. So the proposal that we submitted to the 9R school district is available on our website. So you can pull that up and read the proposal that okay. I wrote that got us selected as the mm-hmm. successful okay. bidders. And we are currently in the process of coming out with a public information brochure that I'll make available to anybody that wants one. And I okay. think that I should have that done by the end of this week.
Okay, so we just go in and Google Durango Fire Rescue and we'll pull it up and yep. you can have it right there.
Yep, yep, okay. DurangoFire.org.
DurangoFire.org. All right, Jack Llewellyn with Chief Hal Dowdy and back in a few.